Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for all the miracles you have done in our lives. Thank you for breakthroughs we have experienced through your power. Thank you for doors your mighty hand have opened for us. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making your peace to reign and prevail in our lives. Thank you for your preservation and protection that we get always because of your presence in our lives. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for impossible things you have made possible unto us. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for putting in our hearts and minds faith that works wonders, faith that produces results. Thank you for teaching us to have faith. Thank you, Father. Thank you also for showing yourself faithful in our lives. Thank you for responding to our faith with miracles. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the Healing Streams program we had last week. Thank you for how you have blessed many people through that program. Thank you, Lord, for what you will do today also through this meeting. Thank you, for we know you will do great and mighty things, and your name will be highly exalted and glorified right here. Thank you, Lord. I ask, O God, that you take over this session. Move mightily among us as we look into your word and as we pray. Father, let your power flow. Let your grace be multiplied upon everyone here right now. Let your glory fall upon us. Let the heavens open over this meeting, and let great signs and wonders locate every life wherever they are connecting to this program. Let it be so, O Lord, by your mighty power, by the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know You will do more than our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. Yeah, as you know, we are going to look at the Word of God. Firstly, before we go into prayers, yeah, healing and deliverance prayers. Yeah, so today I'll be talking on a topic that says all things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. Yeah, if you look at the book of Luke chapter 1, you will see these four words there, when the angel of the Lord visited Zechariah and told him about the plan of God to give him a son. Yeah, it was difficult for Zechariah to believe the word of God from the mouth of the angel. Yeah, but the angel told Zechariah, he said, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." In other words, the angel is saying that for with God, all things are possible. Yeah, that is in Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. Yeah, but that is not actually where I am going. There's another verse that also repeats this same thing. All things are possible. Yeah, so let's go to the book of Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9 verse 23. Mark 9 verse 23. Mark 9 verse 23. You will see how Jesus was talking to a man. And Jesus was telling him that if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark chapter 9 verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, that is, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now remember in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, it says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. That is on the part of God. There is nothing God cannot do. In Luke chapter 1, verse 37, for with God, nothing impossible. So now Jesus is now saying the same thing, that for with you all things are possible. That is, with your faith, through your faith, all things are possible. Now, with God, all things are possible. And that one is certain. That one is sure, forever sure. But now the Bible is saying that if you can believe, that is with your faith, all things are possible with your faith, by your faith, through your faith, all things are possible. Yeah. You can read it. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus told the man, he said, if you can believe, if you can just believe me, in me, if you can believe in me. Jesus was telling that man, if you can believe in my power, if you can believe in my authority, if you can believe in my name, if you can believe that I am able to do it, Jesus said, all things are possible to you if you can believe. So the question is, do we have people here this morning that can believe? Do we have people here this morning that can believe? Right there where you are, as you are hearing me, as you are listening to me, the question is, do you have faith in the ability of God? Do you have faith in the ability of Jesus? Do you believe he can heal you? Do you believe he can touch you? Do you believe he can deliver you? Do you believe he can prosper you? Do you believe he can elevate your life? Do you believe he can turn your situations around? Do you believe that he can cure the problem, the disease, the sickness? Doctor said, has no cure. Do you believe he can wipe away your tears and take away your sorrow? Do you believe he can change your story and give you a new beginning? Do you believe that even right now, as I'm talking, your miracle can appear in your life suddenly, instantly, without delay? Do you believe that his power is right there with you, right there beside you, right there in you, right there upon you? Do you believe that his anointing is right there where you are to change your life? So the Bible says, if you can believe. So simple. Believe. Just as a child will believe that no matter what, his parents, his mom and dad would always provide food to eat. Yeah, the child, the little child don't want to, your little child don't want to know how he will get the food. They just believe that when it is morning, mom and dad will provide breakfast. Your little child just believe that when it is lunch, when it is afternoon, mom and dad will provide lunch. Yeah, so that's faith like a child. That is how to receive miracles from God. Childlike faith. Not that you are trying to reason it out. You are trying to calculate how will it happen. How will God do it? How come this problem will just disappear instantly into thin air? Yeah, God don't need you to do the calculations. God wants you to just believe. Like a child, just believes. It's so simple. You say, God, I believe you can do this. Do it. I pray that this morning you will believe in the name of Jesus. And as you believe, mighty things will happen in your life. In the name of Jesus. We're going to look at 4 points before we go into prayer. Remember the topic of the teaching says, all things are possible. All things are possible. So point number one says, your human mind and senses are agents of limitations. Your human mind and senses are agents of limitations. Your human mind, this, your brain, is an agent of limitation. Until you begin to agree to that, you might not move forward. Until you begin to see your own mind, your own senses, as agents of limitations, that is, devil will use it to limit you, to limit your faith and trust in God. Devil will use your human mind. Devil will walk through your human mind and reasoning and senses to limit the power of God in your life. Because God will not do beyond your faith capacity. God will not do for you beyond what you believe he can do in your life. So if you are following your human reasoning, you are following what your physical eyes can see, if that is what you consider to be real, if you consider what your physical eyes can see and what your human senses can feel, if you consider that to be more real and more true than the realities in the power of God, than the realities in the Word of God, in the Kingdom of God, then you have just limited your life. Yeah. So your physical senses, your human senses, your human mind, they are agents of limitations. Until you stop following them, until you stop accepting what your human senses tells you is the truth, you will continue to be limited in life. Yeah. Until you stop believing what your human senses and your human mind and your human feelings, your human emotions is confirming as the truth to you, you will never move forward. Yeah, because they are not true. The only truth is what the Word of God has established. That is the only truth. Yeah. That is the only truth. There are facts. There are many realities in this physical world. But many of them are not real in the realm of God. They are real to you, but they are not real in the realm of God. They are not real in the Kingdom of God, meaning that they don't exist in the Kingdom of God. Though they exist here on earth, they exist in your body, But as far as God is concerned, they don't exist. So whose report will you believe? When the word of God says you are healed, do you believe that? But many Christians will first believe the reports of men, the reports of doctors. Yeah. But God's report, they will not believe. So when the word of God says you are healed, do you believe that? But when the doctor tells you you have this problem, why do you believe the doctor and not believe God who created the body? You believe the doctor, but you fail to believe God who created even the doctor and you. Yeah. So don't let your human mind and senses limit you from receiving the things God wants to release into your life at this time. Don't let your human mind and senses, limit you from receiving what God and heaven wants to release into your life at this time. The fact that you are not seeing these things God is doing because of you. There are a lot of things God is doing to give us health, to give us deliverances, to give us restoration, to give us healings, to give us prosperity, to give us breakthroughs, to give us joy, peace. There's a lot God is doing. But the fact that you can't see what the Lord is doing to make your life beautiful and to make your life fulfilled doesn't mean that they are not there. Doesn't mean they are not real. So the fact that you can't see the angels that is busy walking on earth to carry out the will of God in the lives of those who trust God and those who believe God doesn't mean those angels are not there. Yeah, so don't stop believing your human mind and senses. Believe in the realities of God, in the realities of God's word, than you believe in what your eyes can see. Yeah. I don't know if anyone has told you this before. Do you know that every time we pray using the name of Jesus, do you know that something always happens? Do you know that? Every time we pray using the name of Jesus, do you know that something always happens? Immediately, we pray using the name of Jesus. Something always happens. But because these things are, first of all, invisible, so many Christians, after they have prayed in faith, they just lose, you know, after they have prayed that prayer, they just lose faith. Yeah. Because the operations of God are first of all invisible, spiritual, before they become physical. Yeah, so because many Christians can't see what God is doing after they have prayed to God, so they just easily lose faith in God because they can't see. Yeah, so you don't have to see before you believe. In fact, Jesus said, blessed are those who believe while they see nothing. while they feel nothing. Some people, until they feel the anointing, they don't believe God is working. Change those mentalities. Change those mindsets. You don't need to feel anything before you believe that God is working, because God is working. You don't need to see anything. We have seen people get healed without them. Some people feel like, until I fall down, until the anointing come upon me and I fall down on the floor, that is when the anointing has worked. It's a lie. We have seen people who did not even feel anything. They did not even fall down under the anointing. And after some minutes or hours of them being prayed for, they got healed. I mean, they went back to the hospital to test themselves, to check themselves, and they could not find the problem. They couldn't find the disease again. But when they were being prayed for, they did not feel anything. They didn't feel any anointing. In fact, they did not fall down. Yeah. And yet, when they went to the hospital to check, the disease and the sickness has disappeared. Yeah, so it's not until you feel something it's not until you feel something that God has done it. In fact, you don't have to feel anything. You don't have to see any sign. You don't have to see anything that before you believe that God is working. Yeah. So don't let your human sense and your human mind limit the power of God in your life. Let us read Matthew chapter 14, verse 29. To 31, Matthew chapter 14, Matthew 14, verse 29. This is Jesus talking, and he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. As Jesus was walking on the water, and Peter, full of faith, he said, "Lord Jesus, if truly it is you that is walking on water right now, as I'm saying, command me to also come out of this boat and walk on water." And Jesus said, "Yes, come down from the boat and come to me." And Peter came down from the boat, and Peter began to walk on water. This is a human being like you and I. He walked on water. But let's continue. Something happened in verse 30. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." Verse 31. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Two things we can see in that, in this passage. Two things. Number one, fear. Number two, doubt. Peter at first began to walk on water, and everybody was surprised. Oh, Peter walking on water. This is a miracle. Glory be to God. Something is happening. God is walking. God is moving. Peter walking on water. Hallelujah. So everybody was excited, seeing Peter walking on water. But the moment Peter welcomed fear, the Bible says that he was afraid when he saw the wind. It was like, is this for real? Look at the wind blowing. Am I really walking on water? What is going on here? He began to lose faith. Yeah, because he saw the wind blowing in a way that, you know how some strong wind blows you and you begin to lose stamina. You know, some wind can be so strong that you begin to shake while standing on your feet. So he saw how the wind was blowing and he began to fear. The moment he began to fear, the Bible says he began to sink. At that moment, at the moment he began to doubt, he began to sink. At that moment, I don't know if you are saying something. Don't forget that Jesus was there, and Jesus has all the power in heaven and on earth and under the earth. So the question is, why can't Jesus still keep him on the water? Even when there was fear in his mind, even when there was doubt in his mind, I don't know if you are saying something here. Jesus could not keep him going, keep him walking on the water when fear came in and when doubt came in. So don't think that the angels will continue to walk in your favor with doubt in your mind. Don't think that the forces of heaven, even though they are present here on earth, even though they have surrounded your life, the forces of heaven, the power of God, don't think that they will continue to walk when fear and doubt is present in your life. They will not. So Jesus could not do anything. The only thing Jesus did was to pull him up when he was sinking. But we never saw in the Bible that he continued to walk on water. He only walked to a point and sank. But Jesus rescued him. So he couldn't continue that. Because he was supposed to walk to meet Jesus where Jesus was standing. Jesus was standing. He was standing far from where Peter was. And Peter was supposed to come and meet Jesus where he was standing. So you can see how your mind can limit you. Yeah. But because of fear and doubts in the mind of Peter, Peter could not leave that spot he reached when fear and doubts came in. He couldn't move forward from that spot. He began to sink. So Jesus had to rush to where he is to grab him and save him. Yeah, and I don't know how Jesus carried him into the boat. Yeah. And Jesus said, why did you doubt? Yeah, why did you doubt? I don't know if you are saying something here. So the operations of God, the operations of God's angels, is directly proportional to your faith. The operations of God to work miracles in your life. The operations of the angels of God to produce miracles and transformation in your life is directly connected to your faith. So the higher your faith, the more God will do for you. But when your faith begins to go down and you begin to welcome fear and doubt, the angels, they will start getting weak and they will start withdrawing their operation. So this is how the kingdom of God works. So any pastor that is telling you, any man of God that is telling you that you don't need faith to receive anything from God, run away from such people. Any pastor or man of God that is telling you that just believe in my anointing. My anointing is enough. Just believe in my calling. That is enough. And he's not teaching you to believe and trust in God. Run away from such pastor, because they are going to destroy your life. Yeah. Faith is the only way to connect with heaven. Now let's move to point number two. Point number two. And it says, the greatness of your faith is equal to the greatness of God you will see. The greatness of your faith is equal to the greatness of God you will see. Me as a person, anytime I am praying in my prayer closet, on my prayer altar, there is no limit to my faith. I pray with unlimited faith in the power of God. There is no limit. I pray with such a faith that God is right here with me. I pray with such a faith that what I am asking for can appear instantly before me. And that is why I see a lot of victories in my own life, because my faith has no limit. There is nothing I cannot trust God for. Yeah, because I know what faith can do. I have seen the wonders of faith. The wonders of faith. I have seen it in my life. Yeah. So if I begin to limit God, I will be a fool. Yeah. If I begin to limit God at this point in my life, I will be the greatest fool in the world, because I have seen the wonders of faith. Yeah. And there is no way I will limit God ever in my life, because of what I have seen in God, what I have seen in the kingdom of God. Yeah. So the greatness of your faith is equal to the greatness of God you will see. Now, if you look at Matthew chapter 8, verse 7 to 10, I will not read it because of time, but you can write it down. Matthew chapter 8, verse 7 to 10. You will see how a man came to Jesus, asking him that he would pray for his sick servant. And Jesus said, okay, I will come and pray for him. And the man said, oh, you don't have to come. Yeah, the man said, you don't need to come. In fact, I'm an unbeliever. That is, I'm not a Jew. And I deserve your presence in my room or in my house. And the man said something. He said, you just speak a word and my servant will be healed. The man said, speak a word right here, and where my servant is, he will be delivered, he will be healed. He said, I'm also a man of authority. I have soldiers working under me. So if I want any of them to do anything for me, I just need to speak the word and give the order, and immediately they will do it. So the man had a revelation of Jesus as the Lord of hosts. Yeah. So the man said, the man said, Jesus, just speak a word. That is, the man is saying Jesus as not acting alone. Yeah, because he must have sat down and thought of all the miracles and mighty things Jesus has done. And he must have come to a point in his meditation that this man is not the only one doing this thing. There are some angelic forces. There are some heavenly hosts that are working with him. And these heavenly hosts, they have no limits. There's nowhere they cannot go. So the man just said, Jesus, you just speak, and those forces that are working with you, they will just go. They will go to where my servant is, and they will heal him. So when Jesus saw the faith of that man, Jesus said, I have not seen such a great faith in Israel. Yeah. And Jesus told him eventually in that passage, Jesus said, go, your faith has done it. Yeah, and the servant was healed. So, when I started ministering online, I was sharing with some brethren how God is blessing so many lives through what I do online. And one of them was saying that, are you sure people are really being blessed? He said, even people who have physical congregation in their physical church, they hardly see results. People even hardly believe in what they preach. Yeah. How are you so sure that these people, that they are not seeing you, you are not seeing them? How are you so sure that God is blessing and changing their lives? So that brother was going to discourage me from continuing to do what I do for the body of Christ. Yeah, but I wasn't discouraged because the result I was seeing was real. Yeah, because people were really being blessed. Yeah. And how were these people being blessed? Because of their faith. Yeah, so it's not about this is just a Facebook or online program. I don't think anything can happen through this kind of program. Well, if you think nothing can happen, then to you it means nothing will happen. But there are some who don't mind whether the preacher is in a very far country. There are some who have great faith. Yeah, and they believe that even as I'm hearing this word, I am getting my deliverance. I am getting my healing. So it's not about the distance. Yeah, because that man that met with Jesus, that man, you know, made Jesus see that his servant can get healed even though Jesus is not physically there. And Jesus saw his faith and said, it is done. Since you believe I can do it without my presence, then it is done. So if even right now, if you believe that Jesus is right there where you are, it means what you believe will happen. Yeah. So only your mind is the limit. There is no limit to the power of God. There is no limit. Now, let's move to the third point. The third point. Don't forget that we're talking on all things are possible. Now, the third point says, are you seeking for what God is saying about your present situation? Are you seeking for what God is saying about your present situation? Yeah. Have you searched the Bible for what God has written concerning your situation? Yeah. So if we can know what God has said and what God is saying about situations and issues in our lives, we are not far from our miracles. We are not far from our miracles. If we can begin to seek God for what He is saying concerning our present situations, and even for what He has written in His Word concerning our present situations, then we are not far from our miracles. But you look at many Christians today, they don't seek for what God is saying concerning their situations. They would rather believe what people are saying. They don't search the scriptures for what God has written concerning what they are going through. Yeah. So if you begin to apply faith based on what God has written and based on what the Holy Spirit is saying, I'm not talking about you going up, going everywhere looking for prophets to prophesy. I'm talking about you seeking God personally. You praying to God and say, God, what are you saying about my present situation? Yeah. Do you do that? How frequent do you do that? Have you really gone to God in prayer and said, God, what are you saying? Speak to me by your Holy Spirit in me. When God speaks to you directly, the kind of faith you will have will be greater than when God just speaks to you through a prophet or something. And God is able to speak to you directly about what is going on in your life. So the revelation you get from God is, to me, is a time bomb to destroy whatever problem is in your life. Just that revelation. So that is why I, as a person, I seek God a lot. Not for people. For my own life, I seek God a lot. Every time I ask Him, what are you saying? What are you saying about my present situation? And every time I apply my faith based on what He's saying, I always see miracles. Yeah, so you try that. Start doing that. And then don't say, I cannot hear God's voice, so I don't know how God would speak back to me. Leave that one to God. You just talk to God and say, God, what are you saying about my present situation? Then God will decide how to give you the response. And God will decide the channel He will use to give you the response. But if you don't even care to know what is the will of God for your life presently, God will also not care to show you anything. If you read Ephesians chapter 5 verse 17, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 17, you will see the word of God saying that we should not be unwise. We should not be fools. We should try hard to understand what the will of God is. Ephesians 5 verse 17. It says you should not be unwise. You should make sure you understand what the will of God is. So what is the will of God concerning your present situation? Have you asked God? May the Lord speak to you directly when you ask Him. Amen. Now, the last prayer, the last point before we pray. The last point says victory in spiritual warfare produce possibilities. Victory in spiritual warfare produce possibilities. When you fight in spiritual warfare and you win, you will see miracles. Yeah, because many of the problems, if not all the problems affecting human beings on earth, have forces of darkness behind them. There are demons, powers of darkness, witchcraft, operations, sponsoring and enforcing every sin, every addiction, every sickness, every disease, every problem that is affecting human beings on earth. So if you can fight spiritual warfare and conquer these forces of darkness, you will almost instantly see miracles. Yeah, like for instance, if you can fight in the realm of fear, in the realm of doubt, if you can fight and conquer all the forces of darkness trying to make you fear and doubt, if you can conquer all those forces, you will begin to see miracles. If you can fight all the demons behind your sickness, behind your disease, behind your poverty, if you can fight all the witchcraft operations, if you can fight with prayers, with authority you have in the name of Jesus, if you can fight with those with that authority, and if you can conquer those forces of darkness, you will see great results. Great results. Yeah, so victory in spiritual warfare usually produce possibilities. It makes things happen. When you have conquered the realm of darkness behind your problems and situations. Yeah, and the scripture for this is in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13. Ephesians 6 verse 13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God, fight, and make sure you remain in victory. That is what this verse means. It says, having done all to stand. So make sure you fight, you win, and make sure you remain in victory. That is, you continue to win. So that is how a lot of things will become possible to you. When you are above the enemy, and the enemy remains under your feet. But when the enemy is above you, be sure that many things will not work in your life. But when you are always above the enemy, you are always in dominion over the enemy, because you are always fighting against them, then you should be certain that a lot of things will move forward in your life, and so many things will be possible in your life. Yeah, so we are going to start praying right now. Before, I will be praying for you and praying on the water. I told you to get ready. We have three prayer points you're going to pray. Firstly, I want you to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Father, forgive me of every sin of unbelief in my life. The Bible told us that God could not do many things for the Israelites because of their unbelief. We're going to say, Father, forgive me for every sin of unbelief in my life. We're going to say, Father, I believe you, and I will no longer doubt. I will no longer fear. Forgive me for every sin of unbelief in my life. Every sin of unbelief in my life. Every sin of unbelief in my life. I'll continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray. Say, Father, forgive me of every sin of unbelief. Every sin of not trusting you enough. Not believing you enough. Not trusting you enough. Or not trusting you at all. Oh Lord, I repent today of every sin of unbelief. I repent today. Oh Lord, forgive me. I am ready to believe. I am ready to trust you. I am ready to deny every doubt and trust you. Help me, Father. Forgive me, Lord. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we are freed. Amen. Amen. Oh, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let great faith arise from my heart. Let great faith arise from the depths of my heart and mind so that I can receive great things from you, great miracles from you, great interventions from you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, cause great faith to rise from deep down my heart. Give me revelations that would make my faith great, to be able to receive great things from you, great results from you, great miracles from you, great interventions from you. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, Lord, cause great faith to arise in my heart, to arise from my spirit, to arise from my soul, to arise from my mind. Great faith that is able to bring down heaven into the earth. Great faith that is able to unlock things. Great faith that is able to open doors. Great faith that is able to make impossible things possible. Great faith that is able to make signs and wonders happen. Oh Lord, make such faith arise from within my heart and mind. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now the last prayer point, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your mercy and your presence right here in this meeting, let miracles that have never happened before begin to happen to me right now. Miracles that have never happened before in my life. Changes I have never seen before. Changes I have never experienced before. A touch from God I have never received before. Let it happen to me now by the reason of your mercy, O Lord. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, O Lord, by the reason of your mercy, let signs and wonders that have never happened before in my life, changes that have never happened before, miracles that have never happened before, prosperity that has never happened before, blessings that I have never received before, a touch from you I have never received before. Oh Lord, let it enter into my life. Let it come upon my life right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to be praying for you right now. And make sure you hold that water in your hands. Yeah, hold the water in your hands. The water, I said, you should get ready. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you, Lord, for the dominion that is in your name. The dominion in the name of Jesus. The authority in the name of Jesus. The power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your presence that is right here, right now. And thank you for your presence that is right there in the places your people are listening from and watching from. Thank you, Father, for we know that nothing is impossible with you. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that as your heavens are open right now, let your hand come upon these ones, wherever they are. Let your mighty hand come upon them. As many who have said in their heart that I will believe God. For all things are possible to whoever believe in Jesus. As many who have said in their heart that they will trust you at this time and not doubt and not fear. Oh Lord Jesus, manifest your power right now in their lives. In the environment, manifest your power. In their spirits, manifest your power. In their bodies, in their souls, manifest your power. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I decree that the fire of God take possession of that water in your hands. Right now, in Jesus' name. Let that water become a divine instrument, a divine weapon to uproot sicknesses and diseases from your bodies and souls and spirits. Let that water in your hand right now become a divine weapon to destroy all captivities of darkness, a divine weapon to destroy all bondages of darkness, all spells of witchcraft, all arrows of darkness, and let it be so right now in Jesus' name. I pray that the angels of the Lord shall begin to do mighty operations in your life, beginning from this moment, from this very hour. The angels of the living God shall begin to do mighty works in your life. Mighty works in every cell in your body to liberate you and to make you victorious in the name of Jesus. Through this water, whatsoever is dead in your life shall come back to life in the name of Jesus. Every demonic oppression and possession shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Remain blessed. Amen.